Smith, Brother and Sister Cyrenius, Battle Creek, Michigan, July 9, 1859. Dear Brother and Sister Cyrenius, Smith, since having the conversation with you last Thursday, I have been burdened. A heavy weight is upon my spirits, and I have felt strongly convicted that I was wrong in trying to explain the vision I sent you. That is not the work God lays upon me. It is to give to others what He has given to me, and then, if they cannot see everything in the vision, let them humble themselves before God, search their own hearts, try their motives, plead and agonize with Him until they can see. This I have seen in times past was the right way. I have departed from it and am sorry. In this last vision, I was shown that if you had fully believed and acted upon the vision given before, there would have been no necessity for this last one. But the first vision has not been heeded. It had not that effect upon you that God designed it should. I am strongly convicted that I have explained much of the force of the vision away, and it has not accomplished what God designed it should. It is the last time I shall undertake such business. It is a serious matter to lessen the effect of the vision in the least. We are doing up work for eternity, and I must meet what God has committed to me. If I have not discharged my duty faithfully, mine will be a sad fate. I know from the conversation we had that you do not understand yourselves in the light in which you were shown me. Things which were plainly presented before me, you could not understand. It is my duty to put the matter in as clear a light as possible before you, and the work of making you believe it belongs to another. It is not my work, and I shall never again be drawn into it. I know you do not see this matter as it is. I saw that there was selfishness in many things in you both that must be corrected. Since I saw you, I have dwelt considerably upon what I have seen, and the clearer the vision comes to my mind, the more convinced I am that you are certainly blinded about yourselves. In regard to Brother Chakowski, selfishness was in both your hearts. I am not mistaken in this matter. Perhaps you do not see it so, but God regards it so. Dig deep, I beseech of you. I have not the least personal feeling in this matter. I dare not say, peace, peace, when there is no peace. I have seen that Sister Cranson has not received from you that heartfelt sympathy that her case required. You have not made her case your own. You have seen and felt deeply the wrongs in her children, but have not half felt the wrongs in your own. Her heart has been desolate and lonely. Her loss is a living loss. But few have had any just sense of her loneliness and discouragement. I saw that a difference should be made between her, a widow, and others who are differently situated. Her husband wore out his life and died at his post. He had perfect confidence that if his wife and his children could live near you, your influence would be saving, and your sympathy and care would partly make up the loss they would sustain. You have failed in some things. A heavy responsibility rested upon you in this matter. It has not been borne as it ought to have been. I saw that God has His eye upon the widow and fatherless. Sister Cranson has often distrusted God. Her faith has been weak. She has had too much pride. But if many who now see her lack were placed in her condition, they would not do half so well as she has done. I saw that widows whose husbands have devoted their strength to God and have fallen in their work should be regarded in a different light than even other widows. A duty rests upon the church in this matter, and great care should be taken to help strengthen the widow in her affliction.